I'm going to read two verses of scripture, verse number 19 and verse number 20. First Corinthians chapter number 6 and verse number 19 and verse number 20. The Bible says, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Can you say amen? Amen, amen to the Lord's word. You may be seated. I would like to look at the latter part of verse number 19. It says, "And ye are not your own." The beginning of verse 20, "For ye are bought with a price." That's what I'd like to talk to us for a little while tonight. Try not to keep us too long right here. I think the Lord has already moved, and I certainly don't want to put a damper on it. I just want to move on in this service tonight and let the Lord continue to have his way. Amen? Let's receive from God. You know, he can have for us, but if we don't receive from him, we'll leave here the same way we came in. "Not your own. Ye are not your own," the scripture declares unto us. In that very phrase right there, it tells us that there is divine ownership from God. God owns us. We've just got to realize it. I think there comes a lot with realizing the reality of this statement. Ye are not your own. We live in a day and hour where this world does what we want to, we do what we want to do. People has rights. Everybody has rights now. I mean, you can even hear these little commercials on the radio about, well, if you worked in a factory with asbestos or you've got rights. And then maybe car wreck, hurt. There's everybody's got rights nowadays. And it's our own rights. Nobody can tell us what to do. We're raising a generation that we're teaching them that they do what they want to do. Nobody tells them what to do. And if it feels good, do it. But I tell you what, it's not that way for a child of God. We're not our own. Amen. For we've been bought with a price. There's people who say, there's nobody going to tell me what to do. They'll even young people look at their parents. You're not going to tell me what to do. And it's probably a little bit too late by that time. But anyways, I don't want to get sidetracked here and talk about something other than my message. But you're not your own. Even though this world and this nation is producing people that is going to do what they want to do, we as Christians and people of God must realize that we can't do what we want to do because we're not our own. We're not our own. We've been bought with a price. God has divine ownership of us. Bible says we wasn't redeemed with corruptible things. In other words, he didn't pay money for us. He didn't redeem us with corruptible things such as silver and gold received by tradition. Let's see if I can find it here so I can get it just right. "For as much as you're not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold from your vain conversations received by tradition from your fathers. So what was we bought with? But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." So when he paid for us, he paid for us with his own blood. When he paid the price, he paid the price with his own blood, his own life's blood. And so I feel like the Lord would have me to preach this tonight on the lines of us realizing that we're not our own. Us realizing that he owns us as children of God. That's what I feel like the Lord would have me to preach it in that way, is that we would realize it. And if we'll realize it, the first thing it will do is it'll bring a surrender to his will. When we realize we are not our own and that we are God's, it will bring surrender to God's will. And that's what we need. We need to surrender to God's will. And, you know, that is thrown around a lot of times in different ways. God's will, for sure. Young people are among young people and seeking God's will. And they'll talk about God's will. And everybody wants, you know, you've heard about a fleece. Put a fleece out before God to find out God's will. I heard about one man that he said, Lord, if it's your will for such and such, when I come around the next corner, let the light be green. And then I heard somebody else said, Lord, if it's your will for such and such, said, let my phone ring at exactly, and then they said the exact minute, you know. But I'm telling you what, it takes a little bit more than that. I heard about one guy that he was in college and he was wanting to buy a car and he was seeking God's will about it, sincerely praying about it, and he dreamed, and in this dream he saw this yellow car. So he went out looking everywhere. Finally, he saw this yellow car on this car lot. It was yellow paint. It was yellow seats. Everything, the steering wheel was yellow. Everything was yellow. He didn't even test drive it. He bought it. Turned out to be a lemon. But anyways, I tell you what, I'm talking about really knowing God's will. I'm not just talking about, you know, sitting, you know, Lord help some so-and-so call me, or, you know, the preacher look at me and point his finger. I'm talking about really finding God's will and surrendering to his will. But I wanted to say this right here. I don't feel, and I just because of what I feel don't mean I'll get it across, but I'd like to get this across tonight. I don't feel like that I'm talking to people that's looking for God's will. I feel like I'm talking to people that need to surrender to God's will. Hello? Amen. We've got to surrender to God's will, like Romans 12 said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good an acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. Surrendering to God's will is what leads us in the right path. And when we realize that we're not our own, that he bought us with a price, that he paid the price with his own blood, amen, we would surrender to his will. When we, if we realize that God has divine ownership of us, amen, every step we took, we would have a desire, God, I want this step to be in your will. Every decision we make, God, I want this to be in your will. Amen. And when God pleads with us to work for him or do something for him, even if it caused trials, even if it caused tests, I'm telling you what, if we really realize that we're not our own, if we really realize that God has ownership of us, if we really realize that, amen, we're God's, hallelujah, we could surrender to his will so readily. That's what we've got to do, is readily surrender to God's will. There's a struggle on the inside. The Apostle Paul talked about that struggle, that war. And he says, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. Then he goes to talk about this war. I would do it and I don't do it. I would not do it, but I do it. On and on and on. There's a desire in me, he says, to do good, but sin is present within me. Are y'all here tonight? Yeah. Amen. This war, he said, amen, but I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Amen, there's a war going on in our hearts. There's a war going on in somebody here tonight. Amen, and that war is, amen, to do right and then to do wrong. And amen, it's fighting one against the other. Amen, I feel like God will give the victory if we could just realize we're not our own. Amen. God has ownership of us. We can't make the decision. We can't figure it out ourselves. Amen. We've got to give it totally to God. Amen. Is that war going on in your heart and life? Amen. You got to realize that you're not your own. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. He said, ye are not your own. Realizing that brings
full surrender to His will. Realizing we're not our own brings acceptance that His will is best. Hello? Realizing we are not our own, that we are God's property, brings acceptance that His will is best. Amen. Just like the scripture says, be still and know that I am God. You can't be still if you don't know He's God. Y'all are looking at me. Hello? Brother Roger, I'm getting comfortable, so others are probably cold. Maybe warm them up a little bit and they'll move around, wave at me, or smile or something. Thank you, brother. But let's get back on track here. Realizing we're not our own, realizing we're God's property, brings acceptance that His will is best. Because be still and know that I am God. If you don't know He's God, you won't be still. You can't have, amen, calmness and peace and rest. Amen. That only comes from knowing who He is. Amen. And when we know who He is and we know His plan for our life and we realize that we're not our own, it brings an acceptance. It brings an assurance that God's will is best for my life. Hey, amen. Job knew it. Amen. Even though he went through the trial and even though he went through the test, he knew God and he knew God's will was best. He knew he wasn't his own. He said, we receive good out of the hand of God. Can we not receive evil out of the hand of God? He said, though God slay me, yet I'll trust in Him. Amen. Job said he knows the way that I take. And when He's trying me, I'll come forth as gold. What was it that kept Job? Amen. Knowing that God's way was best. It was he knew that God had divine authority and ownership of him. And when we realize that God has divine authority and ownership of our life, it brings an acceptance that His will is best. Jesus wrestled in the garden. And He said, Lord, or Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as what I will, but thy will. And then he came and he found them asleep. He went back and he prayed and he said, Lord, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. He was wrestling with that surrenderance. But somewhere in the midst of that wrestling and surrendering came an acceptance of God's will. I feel like in my heart tonight, it's kind of quiet on this Wednesday night. Amen. But I feel like somebody may be wrestling with that. Amen. Wrestling with that surrender. Wrestling with that surrender to God's will. Amen. But somewhere in that garden, Jesus went to the acceptance of it. Because when Peter pulled out his sword, in John 18, the Bible says, Jesus said, Peter, put away your sword. For the cup, he said, for the cup that he's given me. Let's see right here. Where is verse number 11? Put up thy sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? Amen. First he was saying, Lord, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will. Somewhere between there and here, there came an acceptance. Amen. And we've got to get to that acceptance. Amen. And the only way we'll get to the acceptance is surrendering. Amen. You'll never accept God's will as best if you don't surrender to God's will for your life. Amen. You got to realize you're not your own. Saying, God, here I am. Amen. You have ownership of me. You have complete ownership of my life. You have complete ownership of my heart. Amen. You bought me. You paid the price for me. You saved my soul from hell. You pulled me out of the clutches of Satan. Amen. He pulled us out of sin. He pulled us out of the depths of sin. And then God says, this is my will. And we want to deny him access to our life. When he went to the cross so we could be here tonight free, yet we want to deny him surrenderance. We're not our own. This brings an acceptance that his will is best. His will is best. I found a scripture this evening. I'm sure I've read it before, but I'd like to read it again. If you'd like to turn with me, it's in Psalms 143. Psalms 143 and verse number 10. The scripture says, teach me to do thy will. Teach me to do thy will. Action is in there. And we've got to have some action. I mean, you can talk and you can say what you want to, but we got to have some action. Hello? I was reading the other day and I ain't got the exact scripture. I can't turn to it. But the Apostle Paul said, I heard what they said. He's there in the first part of Corinthians. He said, but when I get there, I'll find out. He said, because it's not about words. It's about power. And that's where it is. It's not about words. It's about power. But teach me to do thy will. Not know thy will. Not say thy will. Not think thy will. Not learn thy will. But what? Do thy will. Teach me, Lord, to do thy will. For thou art my God. Amen. I'm telling you what. When you know he's your God, amen, you'll know it's best to surrender to his will. Amen. You see, the psalmist knew he was his God, so he could say, teach me to do thy will. I surrender all